The significance of Hosea's marriage to Gomer in the Bible. One of the most profound narratives in the Bible is Hosea's story with Gomer in the book of Hosea. In addition to being a historical account, this account is a representation of God's relationship with his people. God communicates love, redemption, and covenant faithfulness through Hosea's marriage to Gomer, an unfaithful woman. During the 8th century BCE, Hosea was called by God to marry Gomer, a wife of whoredom. This command was shocking and unusual, causing Hosea to suffer both personal and public humiliation. Gomer's unfaithfulness, likely involving prostitution or habitual infidelity, is also a commentary on Israel's spiritual unfaithfulness at the time. They turned away from God and instead worshiped idols. Hosea represented God, and Gomer symbolized Israel's waywardness in the marriage, which served as a living parable. Her infidelity represents Israel's idolatry and moral corruption, which broke the covenant established at Sinai. Gomer's actions also showed human unfaithfulness. In spite of this, Hosea's pursuit of Gomer emphasizes God's unending willingness to forgive. In ancient cultures, divine favor was usually conditional on obedience, so Hosea's message was radical. His life showed that God's love transcends human failure, so reconciliation is possible. Gomer's actions also highlight the human tendency toward unfaithfulness. Her infidelity represents Israel's idolatry and moral corruption, which broke the covenant established at Sinai. Yet, Hosea's pursuit of Gomer underscores God's willingness to forgive and restore. This message was radical in its context, as ancient cultures often viewed divine favor as conditional on strict obedience. Hosea's life demonstrated that God's love transcends human failure, offering hope for reconciliation. Hosea's and Gomer's children bear names that make this allegory even deeper than you may think. Jezreel, Lo Ruhamah, and Lo Ammi symbolize God's judgment of Israel for their sins, Hosea 1:4-9. In Hosea 2:23, God promises restoration, saying, "I'll say to not my people, you're my people." It's a reversal of judgment into redemption, reflecting God's divine grace's transformative power. Besides exemplifying the suffering servant narrative that is later fulfilled in Jesus Christ's ultimate display of obedience when he went to the cross, Hosea's marriage further illustrates the importance of sacrifice on the part of an individual. Hosea endured emotional pain and social shame by obeying God's commands. As a result of his obedience, God's commitment to his people is evident. In conclusion, Hosea's marriage to Gomer is a vivid illustration of God's unrelenting love and mercy. It challenges you to reflect on your own faithfulness and to embrace the grace offered through God's divine forgiveness. This story remains a timeless reminder that, despite human failings, God's covenant love pursues, redeems, and restores. Until next, courage, and God bless you all.